Welcome everybody to the Cabazon Water District board meeting on Tuesday, April 18th, 2023 at 6 o'clock p.m. We'll call the meeting to order. Everybody please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And then a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Okay, thank you. Please be seated. And roll call.
Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris. Absent. Director Alan Davis.
Here.
And Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
And myself. Okay.
Moving on to the consent calendar, approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of March 21st, 2023, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of March 21st, 2023. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve A and B. I second it.
Please go motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Davis and seconded by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris? Aye. Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargle?
Aye.
Okay, warrants none. Awards of contract is reservoirs number 2, 3, and 4 corrosion repair project, J. Collins Coating, Inc., for the March 21st, 2023 board meeting. Go over anything else? Yeah, okay. Updates, Cabazon Water District operations report by General Manager Pollock.
Okay. Two items we need to talk about. Just to let you know, the RCAC loan for $165,000 has been, all the documents have been received by RCAC, so there has been no additional items requested, so we're just waiting for the process to be completed before we get notified. And that is for the well 4 rehabilitation. So once we get funded, then we'll start construction on that. I don't know if we need to have the approval process. The quote came from Welka for $162,000. So once the loan is approved, then we can cut that and just say, here we'll give you a start date. Okay. And then, like you said, Reservoir 2, 3, and 4 repainting and recoating project, the bidding is completed. RJ Cohen received the job, and we're currently waiting for all the processing of documents and permits, and they'll notify us when start date will happen. And of course, the Broadway and the Gate Valve main replacement project was completed by MCC. It's about 99% completed. I believe that Terry and Alan's seen that. So it's just one last coating of outswall that needs to be completed. So they finished the concrete rings around the Gate Valve. So just one last finished layer of outswall. And that'll be totally completed. And of course, Board of Construction completed all their valves on March 14th. Originally, 105 gate valves were scheduled to be installed, but we eliminated 17. Some were omitted because they were going to be installed on mains that were no longer active. And of course, we omitted the ones down in the junction area. So those were 8-inch gate valves with 43 users. Rising cost of change orders are the minimum of that. So that's all completed. We're finishing up with the invoices and we should have all those requested results in that. So before today, I was reviewing the Stanley Security Agreement asking for an updated contract. The original contract was activated on November 18th, and Stanley representative I talked to. So the contract was for an 18-month agreement that had included the cost of the equipment, which should now be paid in full. So I said, okay, so he said he was going to contact me. But because Stanley got taken over by Securitas, it's two international companies, and there's not a streamlined way to get our contract renewed. Some further complications over there. And then, of course, we got an invoice today for a heat gun replacement, which should be a warranty item. So that I'm working on getting these screws. And then I also have ADP come to give us a quote for being a new vendor for new screws. One of those concerns was there's a controller box in the computer room. He wasn't sure if that belongs to Securitas. If that was the case, then we'd have to push the new one from his company, which we probably don't want to do. That's up to $3,000 or $4,000. I'd rather just renew the contract and start with a lower monthly rate. So that's what I'm starting for. See if we can get an answer from Security Cost. And the other item too is I was reviewing the Bay City agreement for generator maintenance. And it was a quick phone call to change the maintenance from quarterly to twice a year. They were $200 a year and a month. And one of the other items was the district replaced 220 meters in 2023, allowing the district to improve the building accuracy with 100% accuracy. And I believe I mentioned earlier at the budget meeting, meters on average lose about 1% per year. Most of these meters were over 15 years old, so with 220 meters, with 220 meters being replaced, average bill is $45. With a 15% increase, just for the 220 meters, that's a $1,485 monthly increase. $17,820 a year increase in revenue based on the salaries. Last item was Symphony Wireless is inquiring about purchasing our Verizon cell tower lease at well one. So I did mention to the budget committee about all the parameters. They want to purchase our lease agreements and maybe get another tower there and split that monthly income with us. But there's a lot of tax
complications to look into. So the budget committee requested that the representative come on and give us a full explanation at our next meeting with the finance, yeah, with Cindy.
Yeah, we're doing the buyout, taking over our lease, giving us a lump sum, and taking over the lease. So we'll have to explain it a little bit in better detail. Because the only thing I got was a flyer. A flyer in the mail, and I have to explain, so I told them I'd present to the board, and if you want to hear about it, then I'll have you join the next meeting.
Thank you. Next is Community Water Systems Alliance meeting update from Director Gates.
Yeah, that one is, they really didn't talk much in here. Talked about May going up to Sacramento. But we need to decide for what day.
Yeah. Can we look on the agenda tonight?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can pull it right.
We'll discuss it there. Okay. Next up is San Antonio Pass Regional Water Alliance meeting by Director Brock.
They had a presentation on recharging water systems in the pass and how it moves that I thought was really interesting, but I'm new and I'm first time I'd ever heard it, so I was very impressed, but that was the gist of it.
Next up is San Antonio Pass Water Agency meeting by Director Sandoff.
Well, everybody knows, don't you? About the grant from San Juan Pass Water Agency. And that's what
it is? 35,000.
35?
35, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, you know.
Well, I think they were talking about assistance for engineering and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Water audit.
Moving on to the old business, Community Water Systems Alliance, this is number one, so we need to talk about if we still want to be in the CWSA.
It's like $2,500 a year?
I believe it is, yeah, $2,500 a year. So, in the last meeting you went to, they're trying to go to Sacramento in May?
Yeah.
For what?
It really wouldn't have nothing to do with water or something else, you know, another law. So, I talked to all Dunn, and he said, you know, you can come, you know.
Yeah, but that's on our own expense to get up there and travel and budget.
Flying up there or whatever and back, and you can do it one day.
So. I mean, we've been with them for the past, what, three years?
Yeah.
Whatever would benefit or would got out of it, except for, I mean, getting to go up and speak in front of Sacramento is kind of cool, but.
We got them, you know, they didn't do the, get them to stop to do the $1, you know, charge $1 for everything that,
yeah.
They wanted $1 out.
And so we did stop that,
right? Yeah. There was a lot of
people. Yeah, I think the gist of it was they were. That you get a smaller water company with waste in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And of course, neighboring water companies, you would share technologies, like if someone had uranium and Pickle Hard, how are you taking care of that? What's your technology and stuff like that? So we don't have those kind of problems here. Everything we have, we can basically take care of. We don't have anything any other than treating it, you know, sodium hypochlorite, but sharing technologies, sharing equipment and stuff like that, I think we're pretty self-sufficient. So to pay that additional funds.
The benefits that we get for being in the alliance is our Cal Mutual dues are waived, but I think that's only $250 for the year. And then we get discounts on American Water College, I forgot what it was like continuation of education or something, and discounts on background checks through Open Online.
Do you utilize the training for the guys through that?
Not
through the training. We go through RCAC. RCAC has free online training for your contact hours that is required for your certification levels. So all the guys are signed up for those.
We don't need a discount rate on free.
No,
right?
They're all free. Yeah. I mean, it's just a waste of money.
Yeah, because besides the money that we're paying for the yearly, I mean, you're paying $100 for somebody to go to each of their meetings, and it just doesn't seem like it's beneficial.
And I think they're probably going to hear anything from them. Do
you have a motion? I have a motion that we don't participate in the CWSA.
I second it.
Let's go motion to stop participating in Director Davis and seconded by Director Tincher.
Director
Brock.
Aye.
Director Tincher.
Aye.
Director Morris is absent. Director Davis.
Aye.
And Director Wargo.
Aye.
Okay, new business. Recommendation of acceptance of contract work for isolation valve improvement project performed by Borden Excavating.
For the work's all complete, we just need a motion for the board to accept that it's complete, and then
once they send all the final paperwork, we'll pay them the retention in, I think, 60 days. We have to pay them. It's like $52,000.
I make a motion to accept the contract work for the isolation valve.
Okay.
Acceptance.
All right. Another motion to accept contract group for the isolation valve and project by Board of Excavating made by Director Tincher and second by Director Brock.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris absent. Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
Next up is collaborative agencies, discussion of the benefits and potential vote to continue or stop participating with the group. I know last time we tabled this because Diana wasn't here. Mm-hmm. Diana's not here again.
So we should table it.
I would say let's table it until we get Diana here. And that brings us to public comment. I have Ron Duncan would like to speak. Come on up, Ron. Set a timer for 3 minutes.
I just want to say thanks to your board and everybody that came to our board meeting, showed up for the meeting. That was great. It's good to see you there. Good to see Evelyn online. It's nice to have your, I don't know, what do they call you? The boss? Yeah. Board secretary. It was nice to see her there, too. We don't normally have them come, but it was good. Yesterday's finance and budget and engineering meeting. We did some further talk and investigation on what we talked about at that one board meeting, and some presentations were made with respect to outlines of what we would need to do with to get grants. So it was kind of nice to see what the process was. I asked the question, is there one entity that could handle all of what you're showing us? And Lance said there probably is several that could do that. So I was thinking at the time, because there was like 9 items listed, that we were going to have to get individual contractors for every one of them, but it's not the case. So that was good. Also, just as a point of information, if you haven't done your 700 form and turned it in yet, so you're all done? Good. Okay, then you don't have to worry about it. The state's back to business as usual, so anybody that's late on those are going to get fined. So you know. And thank you for having me here tonight. I appreciate it. And thanks to Evelyn for at least making sure that she gets back to us and gives me plenty of time and knows what's going on. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll see you at your meeting on the 8th. You have meetings on the 24th and May 8th. So I'm going to show up today.
Next one's on the 27th.
It's Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
I have the 24th. Did I put the wrong one?
There was a couple that was like that.
So it's the 27th and what?
It's the 24th.
Oh.
24th. You're right.
So 24th, yeah. Evelyn. Yeah. 24th and 8th.
Can you see me on here?
Yeah. Yeah, I already put it on my calendar. I was going to attend the 28th. Or the 8th.
Like,
eighth.
What is this?
8th. Are we seeing you the agenda? Do you know?
I haven't received one, no.
Evelyn, can you contact Sharon?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other public comments?
Young lady? Nothing to say?
General board member comments? Future agenda items? Anybody have any future agenda items?
Well, we already talked about the one. I'm going to tell them to see if I can get Symphony Wireless on there to explain the buyout, the telephone buyout.
And the budget is going to go to the finance audit committee next month, and then the following month it'll go to the whole board, which will be in June.
Any other comments? Board member comments?
Are you going to try and work up a plan for the main replacement? You kind of put something on paper?
We already have it on paper because we wanted to have grant funding projects ready. So all those mains are divided up by streets with a number of services and the length of main.
Can we get a look at that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be cool. Okay. Let's see what we're looking at.
Yeah. Yeah, it's street by street, you know, it's Odell and all the items.
Cool.
Anybody
else? Then say thank you, Ron. I love seeing you here. It's great seeing you here. And everybody We actually have an audience today.
Yeah, we have.
Even if we had to even if we all had to bring them in, we have an audience. So, okay. Next up, future board items. Next board meeting, April 24th, 5-8. At 1:30 is the San Gernio Pass Water Agency meeting. Is that wrong?
No, that's right.
5-8. Okay. April 26th at 8:30 a.m. is the Community Water Systems Alliance meeting.
Oh, never
mind. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's the meeting still at that point, right?
Yeah.
May 3rd, Wednesday at 5 p.m. is the Collaborative Agencies meeting at Beaumont Unified School District. 5:13 is at 10 a.m. is the Community Action Committee at Cabazon Library. 5:16 at 5 o'clock p.m. is Finance and Audit Committee meeting. But May 16th at 6 p.m. is the regular board meeting, and May 24th at 5 p.m. is the San Gernio Pass Regional Water Alliance Committee meeting, and TBD on the Personnel Committee meeting. And do we have a motion?
I am motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Okay, so a motion to adjourn at 6:20 by Director Davis, and second by Director Teacher. Director Brock? Director Titcher?
Aye.
Director Morris is absent. Director Davis?
I have 6:20.
No board comment. That clock is 5 minutes fast.
Oh, I meant to say 6:20.
I don't know.
That
clock is 5 minutes fast.
Oh,
yes, I'm sorry.
And Director Wargo. Oh, I already circled you. Okay, so meeting adjourned at 6:20 on Tuesday, April 18th.
It's got to be a record.